a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. We are television neighbors, aren't we? You and I. I wanted to show you some of these sweaters that I wear really close up. But first, I want to show you this picture of the person who made them. This is a picture of my mother. She knits the sweaters that I wear when we have our television visits. I just wanted you to see her picture and to look very carefully at the beautiful work that she does with her knitting. There's one. Another. See each stitch she makes with her hand. Takes a lot of practice and a lot of work. She makes sweaters for many different people. But that's one of the ways that she has of saying that she loves somebody. She uses needles and yarn and her own hands to knit the sweaters. I didn't put my zipper up on this one. You know, some people do knitting with machines. Bob Trow was repairing a knitting machine the last time I was at his workshop. I think I'd like to take you over there and see if he still has that machine. I'd like you to see it. We can put these back when we come later. Will you come with me to Bob Trow's workshop? Come along. Bob, what have you got here?
This is the bubble machine, Fred.
That look at it working
now. Aren't they nice?
What are you using this for? Just filling your place with bubbles.
I was doing an underwater movie, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's what it would be for.
Yeah.
My, just we were working with bubbles yesterday. I thought you had something to do with a knitting machine here.
Oh, yeah. That knitting machine's right over here. When I shut off the bubbler here.
That is. How does this thing work, though?
Well, this is a bubble solution. You put the bubble solution in this trough, like that, and you plug it in, and this wheel goes around and dips into the solution, and then there's a fan back here that blows through here and pushes the bubbles out through these holes right in there.
Oh. Do it once more.
Sure.
So this goes down.
This is a fan.
I can feel that air.
Right. And that blows the air right through the holes, and there's a little bit of that solution in the holes, and out they come. Pretty neat how that works.
Can you change it? I mean, what happens if you do this?
The bubbles will get fewer. Okay, to open it up a little more, see how... They almost look like zeppelins or balloons when they first come out.
And then the more you open this, I guess the more air goes into the fan. Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing. Look at the colors in the bubbles.
Yeah.
Like the rainbow.
Surrounded by bubbles.
bubbles
like swimming
everywhere. Yeah. That's the effect. You can get an
but you mean you really
effect.
Would use such a thing for an underwater movie? Mm-hmm. Do they use this on the stage too?
Oh, sure. And sometimes they use it with music. If they have bubbly music, they sometimes use the bubbles. Okay, that's probably all you want to see, the bubbles.
Who's that?
I don't know. Ah, yes, I do.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ray. I want you to meet Fred Rogers, Ray Gould.
How do you do?
How do you do, Miss Gould?
This is the lady with the knitting machine.
Oh, this is your machine?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Did you get it fixed?
Yes, it had some, bent needles.
Bent needles, mm-hmm. Yes. And he fixed them so I can see it's
going
to be able to knit now.
Have you been working on this?
Why don't you show Fred how that works, Ray?
Okay. Well, this is the machine, and all these little needles come out and change over and make this stitch. So you see the... There.
You mean that's already knitted a whole row?
Yeah, well, that's what a knitting machine does. It speeds up your knitting for you. It does all the knitting. I still have to do a lot of changes and things to make it smaller or bigger, but this does the straight work.
But the person is the one who thinks it up.
Oh, sure.
Thinks up the pattern.
Right. Your red stripe? Okay. I'll go over here, and I have to take this out, and I have to change it to the red one. And now that will...
Isn't
that fun?
Could I try that?
Sure.
You just press it back and forth?
Just lightly. Don't push it down hard on it. It is a machine, and if you're not careful, it doesn't do it right.
Then you bend needles sometimes.
Then you bend needles. Then it won't knit at all.
Oh, look at them go. He'll have that sweater done in no time.
What is this going to be?
Well, we were thinking of just leaving it as a nice long scarf for the winter.
There's an idea.
For my children.
There. It's hard to tell what they're going to be until they're...
Right.
You get into the middle further.
Because this one's backwards.
How do you make that right little stripe in between, Ray? Is that the way you set up the machine?
Well, it's this little line here is right. I only bring out certain needles, like... You bring out a group of needles like this, and then another group like this, and there's a bigger space here. So that lets
different.
That space show.
Do you do all of your knitting on this machine?
No, I still like to hand knit, and I still like to sit down and relax. This is a very noisy machine, and it's great for when I'm in a hurry and I want to get through something like this. But for other things, I'd rather just sit down, and I like the handwork.
You like the feel of it?
Yeah.
Did you make that?
Yes, I did.
She crochets, too.
This is crocheted.
Is that beautiful?
Thank you.
What an artist you are. Well, you all probably have things to talk about, but I was very interested in seeing this because my mother does a lot of knitting, not with a machine, but she makes lots of sweaters for us.
That's great.
Thanks
very
much.
You're all set here, Ray. If you want to... Take it apart and take it with you. It's all ready.
Thank you very
much. See you soon.
Want to see a couple more bubbles before you go?
Oh, sure. I can fly out with bubbles.
There you go.
Glad to meet you, Miss Skull.
Thank you. Same here.
There you go. A bubble
Bob.
Exit.
See you. Bye-bye.
So long, Fred.
There's so many interesting things in the world. Just so much to learn about, too. And there's a lot to pretend about as well. Come on, trolley. There's our trolley. Remember what we pretended yesterday in the neighborhood of make-believe? Reardon is going to come and help to make another opera. Lady Elaine Fairchild wants to be... Do you remember? Kind of bird she wants to be in the opera? A hummingbird. And King Friday wants there to be bubbles. Well, today let's have Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri at the castle waiting for Reardon. They could have a sweater for him. And it's fun to think of Prince Tuesday and Anna as 6 or 7 years old in school. Neighborhood of make-believe.
How do you like it, Trolley? I made it for Reardon. Oh, thanks. I hope so, too. Now, do you think it will fit him?
Oh, it looks like it'll be just right for him. No kidding. It really does.
Oops. Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Uncle Friday. Friday.
Here is the R for Reardon's sweater.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's a beautiful sweater.
Thank you. I love to make things.
Oh, it's excellent.
You could be a sweater maker in the opera.
Betty's Better Sweaters.
Original enterprise.
Let's see what Reardon says.
Well, you'll have to excuse me. Castle repairs, I have to get to them, you know.
Before you go, handyman.
Oh, yes, sir?
Have you given more thought to the idea of bubbles that last?
Well, I have been working on that, sir. In fact, I'm thinking about offering myself to be a bubble in the opera.
Oh, intriguing notion.
Is Reardon here yet?
Not yet, Fairchild. And for what would you need him?
To talk about my part in the opera, of course. See you.
Well, I wonder what she wants to be in the opera.
Oh, a hummingbird, sire.
How curious.
She always knows right away what she wants to be. I must ask her who made her sweater.
I made it, Toots. I made it myself. A knit-a-row, purl-a-row, that's what I always say. Hildegard Hummingbird can do anything. Toot-toot, toot-toot.
Yes, Hildegard Hummingbird. I like my operas on Fridays.
But Uncle Friday, that's only a few days away.
Looks like quick work is needed.
I'll say. Tell Reardon that I'll be glad to help in any way that I can. And I'll keep working on bubbles that last.
Good, handyman.
I'm off to someplace else to show the school people how to knit.
You are both excused.
Thanks.
What about me?
Everyone in this garden is most certainly excused. Farewell.
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 To go to someplace else. To go to someplace else.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And when the chair's all finished, you put on the rocking part, and that's what makes it a rocking chair.
Oh, very nice, Mr. Pesherly. Thank you. Any questions, boys and girl?
I have a question.
What would you like to ask, Prince Tuesday?
Do you make a rocking horse the same way as a rocking chair?
That's right, you do. You make the wooden horse and then put rockers on it.
Very good observation, Prince. Are there any other questions?
I have one.
What is it, Anna?
Well, why do you feel like going to sleep when you rock in a rocking chair?
Well, some people say it's the breeze that you make as you rock back and forth. But I think it reminds you of when your mother and father rocked you when you were a baby.
And you fell asleep in their arms?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'd like to go home now.
Well, it won't be long before the trolley comes. And do you know who else is coming today?
Who else?
Yes. Isn't it Lady Aberlin?
Right. She's going to show us how she knits sweaters.
Well, I wonder something.
What is it, Daniel?
Did anybody ever make a sweater for a rocking chair?
Oh, Daniel. That's funny, Daniel.
Well, I just didn't mean it to be funny.
Oh, how did you mean it, Daniel?
Well, chairs have arms and legs and a back and seat just like we do. So I thought maybe
hi.
A chair could... Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Aaron.
Oh, what were you saying before I came in?
Well, Daniel has this idea about chairs and sweaters that, well, we've never heard of such a thing before.
What is it, Daniel?
Well, I thought maybe chairs could have sweaters. Since they have arms and backs and all.
Chair sweaters. Mm-hmm. I never thought of that.
They'd be great for the winter time, wouldn't they?
I'll say.
Corny, you and I could go into business. You could make the chairs and I could make the sweaters.
Yes.
Oh, you all have such good ideas in this class.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, would you like to see how people go about making sweaters?
Oh, yes. That's please, wonderful. Please.
Well, you see, I use this kind of a needle and this kind of yarn to make this sweater. I just finished it.
Oh, beautiful sweater.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah. And you all see the big R it has on it? See there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Why does it have an R on it, Lady Aberlin? Oh,
because I made it for Reardon, who's supposed to be coming to this neighborhood today to make a new opera.
Oh. It'll be fun to see and hear him again, won't it?
Hmm? Oh, yes. He's supposed to be coming any minute. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about knitting.
All right.
See, when you start, you simply take the yarn and you make a little loop. And you put that loop around the needle.
How good it is to be back.
Oh, Reardon. Hello, dear.
The first voice I hear.
Come over, dear.
Coming, Lady Elaine.
Well, you're a sight for my beautiful eyes.
Well, they are beautiful, and it is beautiful to be back here in this neighborhood.
Have you been bird watching?
Not that I know of. Why?
I want to be a hummingbird in the new opera.
A hummingbird?
Hildegard Hummingbird. Oh. She'll be beautiful and ruby-throated and strong and playful and kind and forceful. She'll be wonderful. Shall we start to work right away?
Well, look, as a matter of fact, I have a commitment for this evening to sing in a light opera, but I'll be back to work here tomorrow.
Oh, what are you singing tonight?
Well, why don't I sing some of it for you?
Good.
Dawn's promising sky. Petals on a pool drifting. Imagine these in one pair of eyes. And this is my beloved. And when she speaks, and when she talks to me, music, mystery. And when she moves, and when she walks with me, paradise comes suddenly near. All that can stir, all that can stun, all that's for the heart's lift. Imagine these in one perfect one, and this is my beloved, and this is my.
Opera should be just the two of us.
No bubbles
or frills, just two lovely voices blending in the breeze. Mm-hmm. I, Hildegard Hummingbird, and you, the TV newsman.
Whom do you think I should be?
You should have a television news program and tell all about me. I could be the hummingbird who pops bubbles in Bubble Land.
Oh. Well, it sounds different anyway. Let's work on it tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I better go give a quick greeting to the king, Farewell, Lady Elaine.
You even sound like him. Toot, toot, dear.
Toot, toot.
Oh.
A TV newsman. Hildegard Hummingbird. Oh, hi, Trolley. Well, I'm glad to be back here. Yes, indeed, I am. What? Oh, yes, we start work on it tomorrow. Oh, well, no, thank you. Not right now. I'm going to go inside and see some friends, Bye-bye.
So, Reardon's back, and people have lots of good ideas about lots of things. Did you ever think of such a thing as a chair sweater? It's fun to have new ideas, isn't it? Well, there's somebody at the door. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
What do you have there?
Well, Bob Tro wanted to know if you wanted to see the special videotape I have here.
Oh, I'd like to. What's it about?
It's about people who make sweaters in a factory.
Sweaters, good. Right? Yeah, did you make the videotape yourself?
I did with my special camera. Now just look right in there and you'll see it.
All right. What is that?
Well, now that's a box of yarn just coming off the truck, ready to be knitted into sweaters. There's the yarn.
Blue and white.
Mm-hmm. Now this person will take the box of yarn into where the knitting machines are.
Oh, look at all those people and all those machines.
All making sweaters. Now this person is putting the yarn onto the machine and she'll knot the yarn together. The blue yarn, then the white yarn, and knot that together.
Oh, it looks like a merry-go-round.
It does a little. It's called a circular knitting machine. It goes around and around.
It's really big. Now, where's that yarn going?
Well, the machine is taking it off the spools and pulling it up. And it goes down through the center of the machine into the needles, and the needles knit it into material.
I can't even see it. It's going so fast.
It's going very fast, but here comes the material. It's knitted together.
It comes out the bottom like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not quite ready to be worn yet, so it has to be conditioned by steam. See, they're steaming it.
Is that a fire?
No, it's just water steam.
Have to be really careful, don't you?
That's right. There's the material.
Lots of material. How do you make sweaters out of that?
This person puts the pattern down and she'll trace the outline of the sweater on the material. You see, with sort of like a crayon.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person cuts the material. She follows the outline.
Oh, you have to be careful, don't you?
Very careful. Takes a lot of practice.
Big saw like that. Looks like the back of sweaters there.
Mm-hmm. They're fronts and backs. Now I ask them to set it up like this to give an idea of what it might look like when it's sewn all together. There are the sleeves. See?
Oh, they're going to be short sleeve sweaters.
Right, short sleeve sweaters that day they were making. That's how it might look when it's sewn together. Now this person is going to sew it together, the front and the back first.
That must take a lot of practice, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it does. Now, this is the neck being sewn of the sweater. See? Now, the collar goes on.
But not by itself.
Not by itself.
A person has to do it.
That's right. It takes a person. Now, here's a sleeve going on to the sweater, a short sleeve. This is the final pressing operation. Presses the sweater to its proper shape and size.
That's more steam.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now this person is checking the sweaters to see if they're put together okay. Checking the sleeves and the collar. The other sleeve.
She's an inspector. Hmm?
That's right. And that one seems to be all right, so she puts a piece of cardboard in, folds it up, puts it into a plastic bag.
Each person has his or her own job there.
That's right. They all work together to make sweaters. Into the box. Small boxes go into the big box. These are the shipping boxes, the big boxes. on to the truck for some speedy delivery sweaters to stores. All kind of things in this world.
Well, you're certainly doing a lot with your photography these days.
I certainly am. You know, my father had an interest in photography, and he taught me, and now I'm working with my grandchildren with photography.
Well, I like the things that you show us, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'll be back someday to show some other ones, but right now it takes a lot of people to run the speedy delivery service, and I am one of them. So what I'll say right now is speedy delivery.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
And I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thank you for showing us about those sweaters.
You're welcome. Good day. Bye-bye, and speedy delivery.
Same to you. Yeah, we'll think more about sweaters and operas and other things tomorrow. You know, when I put on one of these sweaters, it helps me to think about my mother. I guess that's the best thing about things. They remind you of people. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You always make each day a special day. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and that's you yourself. I'll be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.